The Humane Society of the United States is apparently turning up the heat on pork producers who have not backed away from the use of gestation crates. The HSUS announced Wednesday it has served notice that it intends to sue 17 hog-producing operations in Oklahoma for allegedly violating environmental safety reporting regulations. The targeted Oklahoma operations are owned by Seaboard Farms, Hanner, and the Mashoffs. The operations allegedly released more than 100 pounds of ammonia into the atmosphere each day. Peter Brandt, senior attorney for farm animals with the HSUS, said the law does not prohibit the farms from releasing ammonia into the atmosphere, but requires companies to notify local emergency responders when such a release occurs. He says the farms have not complied with the notification requirements. In a teleconference for the media Wednesday, Brandt described how the companies were singled out for scrutiny by the HSUS.
One common factor is these are all companies that are using gestation crates, and they have made no commitment to move away from them.
Brandt said the federal law the HSUS is citing was written in 1987. He said it has been tested before and has been applied to agricultural producers. He said he is not aware if fines have ever been levied as a result of it. Also in the teleconference, Humane Society officials said their suit is not based on actual physical evidence of ammonia release, but on their own mathematical estimates.
There is a widely accepted model that ag trade industries recommend that their members use to estimate ammonia emissions. EPA has also validated this approach, and it is not calculus. It is probably eighth grade math at most. Basically, you multiply the number of animals by an emissions rate for ammonia, and it also factors in what type of waste management processes you have in place. But that's it.
The notification letters sent out by the Humane Society are required under the Federal Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act before any litigation can begin. The companies have 60 days to respond. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Apel.